coming home. He scores standing.
Christian Cairo leaves the yard.
A swing and a deep drive right field. No doubt about it.
Welcome to Lake County Captains Baseball. Today's game is brought to you by University Hospitals. Lake Health is now part of University Hospitals. For more information, visit uhhospitals.org. By Meritech, make digital transformation simple. Empower your future, empower your business with Meritech. By Medical Mutual, the official health insurer of the Captains. Medical Mutual, here for you today and every day. By Meijer, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. By Labatt Blue, when you drink a pristine Canadian Pilsner, you are good at beer. Captains fans, grab a Labatt Blue and be good at beer. By Lakeland Community College. Lakeland Community College, this is your how. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow. By Moe's Southwest Grill. Welcome to Moe's. By PNC Bank. Committed to all those who are rooting on the home team. PNC Bank National Association member FDIC. By NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org. By Discount Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround. By the Ohio Lottery, official sponsor of Tuesday Buck Night. By Menor Nissan. For interest-free financing and low-payment leases, go see our friends at Menor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615. By American Fireworks, lighting up backyards for over 100 years. By Five Star Brand Meats, the official hot dogs and sausages of the Captains. By John Carroll University. John Carroll University prepares students for the future of work with academic challenge, experiential learning, and personal formation. Learn more and apply at jcu.edu. And by WJCU, the flagship home of Captains Baseball. Listen online at WJCU.org. And now, Lake County Captains Baseball.
This is broadcast producer Jake Volnick. Voice of the Captains John Vicari will not be with us today due to the fact that he is graduating college. A big congratulations to John on the accomplishment. That's from everybody here at WJCU as well as the Captains. Big congratulations out to him. Very proud of him and to be able to support him what he's doing. With that being said, we will again be joining in progress the broadcast for the Cedar Rapid Colonels as soon as that gets underway, so please stand by.
It's Brent Hedrick on the hill today for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. 4-1 with a 1.57 earned run average this year. Hedrick with a 16-inning scoreless streak entering today's start. The starting lineup that Lake County will feature today has Petey Halpin leading off in center with Joe Naranjo at first and John Kinsey Noel DHing. Alexfri Planez will be in right with Raynel Delgado at third. Gabriel Rodriguez is the shortstop. Mikael Ramirez behind the plate. Aaron Braccio at second. And Connor Cox in left.
Leading off for the captain,
the home plate
umpire
today
four,
is Casey Dunbar with Pete Diedrich. Manning the base paths, Brent Hedrick will get his play ball sign from Stacy Dunbar. Colonels in their Twins replica whites. Lake County wearing their baby blue tops. Hedrick gets a play ball sign, kicks and goes. The first pitch is a strike. They're at the knees from Brent Hedrick. Get 91 miles an hour on the fastball. It's a three-pitch mix for the left-hander Brent Hedrick. Fastball splitter and a slider. The 0-1 fastball fouled off of Jair as Dunbar will walk a new baseball out to the mound. No balls and two strikes here from the southpaw, Brent Hedrick. Hedrick from Illinois State. Ready, kicks and goes on the 0-2. Slider lifted out towards center field. Straight away for Will Holland. He'll get underneath and make the catch for out number one. Will Holland out there in center today for the Colonels. He centers an outfield that has
first
Kyler
baseman,
Petco in
10,
left and Willie Joe Gary
Naranjo
Jr. in right. Christian Encarnacio and Strand mans the hot corner with Seth Gray at first. Wander Javier is at short, Anthony Prado at second, and Jair Camargo doing the catching today for the southpaw, Brent Hedrick. Hedrick kicks and goes. There's a half swing called strike one anyway on the inside corner. And a fastball from the southpaw, Brent Hedrick. Hedrick's numbers this season have been absolutely stellar for Cedar Rapids. Strike two at the letters. Very nice little splitter there up in the zone for Hedrick. Maybe the slider, actually. Those two off-speed pitches have been his biggest improvement points this season, along with the velocity. The 0-2 upstairs at 92, now 1-2. Big key for Hedrick coming in this season was to establish those two secondary pitches. The slider to lefties, a splitter to righties. There's another slider lifted out towards center. It's a long run in for Holland. He'll slow to a halt and make the grab for out number two. Holland busy here early. Two fly balls out towards the mid-center. That'll bring up John Kenzie Noel.
Designated hitter
Hedrick
number
will give
29,
up a few fly
John
balls.
Kenzie
He's
Noel.
Primarily a fly ball pitcher this season. 51% of the balls in play have been in the air. First offering here to the big John Kenzie Noel is a strike in the outside corner. Fastball there at 91 from Brent Hedrick. 44 strikeouts to just 6 walks. Only 12 hits allowed in 28 and two-thirds innings. Strike two. Hedrick attacking the zone with authority today. 9 pitches, 8 strikes, 0-2 on the way from Brent Hedrick here to John Kenzie Noel. There's a splitter wasted in the dirt as the count will run to 1-2. Hedrick has been awfully good against right-handers this year. A big reason for that has been the splitter. Right-handed hitters batting 5 for 62 with a 301 OPS. 1 ball, 2 strikes, fouled back. A slider that time from Hedrick. Keeps the count at 1-2. Hedrick last year primarily lived in the 80s for Fort Myers. He's ramped that fastball up to about sitting 91, 92. He's topped out at 94-ish range this season. Here's the 1-2 to Noel. Fouled into the Colonel's dugout. Heads up down there as Brian Dickelman sidesteps to his right to avoid that bullet. Hedrick, the ninth-round pick of the Twins back in 2019, a big-bodied left-hander. The 1-2. Lifted foul off towards the right side. We'll do it again at 1-2.
If you catch a foul ball during the game, show that ball.
Brent Hedrick pitched 3 years at Illinois State. Actually graduated after his junior season, so he was drafted and graduated that same spring. One ball, two strikes here to Noel. Slider misses high and outside, now 2-2. John Kenzie Noel hit his 10th home run of the season last night. 23 runs batted in this year. Hedrick looking to work a clean first here for the Colonels. The 2-2. Up the middle and through for a base hit. They're off the bat of John Kenzie Noel as he took that splitter back up the middle. Noel on with a two-out single here against Brent Hedrick. And now Alexfri Planez. Three-run homer for Planez. In his one and only game that he's playing in this series. He came back off of injury. And very quickly reintroduced himself
right
to the
fielder,
lineup with
number
a three-run homer to dead center
Alexfri
off of Sawyer Gibson Long. John Kenzie Noel off of first. Here's Hedrick from the stretch. First pitch fastball there in the inside corner for a strike. Hedrick this season, six starts. He has the lone quality start this year for the Colonels. He's the only pitcher who's gone six full innings in an outing. The 0-1 foul back quickly, 0-2. How about this? Each of the first four men that he's faced, Hedrick has gotten ahead of them 0-2. It's called attacking the strike zone with authority, knowing that your stuff will play in the zone. Hedrick ready here, 0-2 to Planez. Noel off of first. Ball floated foul over our heads off to the right. One ball and two strikes from Hedrick to Planez. Brent is from Braidwood, Illinois. He often has family in attendance when he's pitching here in the Midwest. Look over to first, now the 0-2. This ball belted out to deep center field. Holland going back on the warning track. He's got a read, and he'll make the catch at the deepest point of center field. Will Holland makes the catch on all three outs here in the inning. Three fly outs to center, and Hedrick is through a clean first. We'll be back with the Colonels starting nine right here on the
coronavirus.
Noel coming home. He scores standing.
Christian Cairo leaves the yard.
A swing and a deep drive right field. No.
Captain's Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
Be a superhero and join the Captains on Saturday, June 19th for Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight. The Captains will don special Incredible Hulk jerseys, which will be available for auction to benefit Captains charities as they look to smash the Beloit Skycard. Plus, there will be a special appearance from the Hulk himself. For tickets, visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight, Saturday, June 19th at Classic Park.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospital's Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Short and Will Holland in center. It's the right-hander Lenny Torres on the mound for the Lake County Captains, the New York native, making his third start here of the season. Torres has kind of split his time between being a starting pitcher and a piggyback arm.
Leading off for the Colonels, second baseman, number one, Anthony
Rado. The spot start here, Tommy Mace was placed on the injured list, originally scheduled to pitch today for Lake County, and instead it'll be Torres. This season, five appearances, two starts. First offering to Prado inside on the fastball at 95. Fastball, slider, and a changeup for the right-hander Torres. Anthony Prado digging in for the Colonels. A closed-off stance for their leadoff man. 1-0 misses high now, 2-0. Torres this season has worked 14 innings. 16 hits, 16 strikeouts to 11 walks. 2-0, there's a strike in the outside corner at 95. To Anthony Prado. Torres, 6'1", 190 pounds. Way high and tight now, 3-1 on Prado. Torres was a CBA round A pick in 2018, that first round of the competitive balance, number 41 overall in 2018. Three balls and a strike. Ball four outside. Prado looks at the fastball off the plate. And the Colonels
for
have the leadoff man aboard.
Striker, the official Smart Robotics Drug Replacement Partner of Minor League Baseball, will be donating $1 to Canines for Warriors,
last
the nation's largest provider of service dogs to military veterans. To learn more, visit MakoSmartRobotics.com.
He will miss plenty of bats. 73 strikeouts last year in 16 and two-thirds. He has 16 this year in 14 innings. Here's Christian Encarnacion Strand, the big right-handed bat out of Oklahoma State.
By way of baseball, the bingo number is B5.
Encarnacion Strand hitting .322 on the year. It's a .919 OPS. He's second in the Midwest League in both hits and RBI. 31 runs batted in this year. Eight doubles, two triples, and six home runs. Chases 95 up in the zone, now 0-2 to Encarnacion Strand. Big-bodied right-handed bat. Big 12 newcomer of the year last year, and is the April Player of the Month here in the Midwest League. 0-2, no movement by Prado as Encarnacion Strand goes down on strikes, waving through a fastball for out number one. Defensively for Lake County in the outfield left to right, Cox, Halpin, and Planen. Delgado is at third.
Designated hitter number 23, Aaron
Rodriguez
Sabato.
Playing short. Aaron Bracho at second, and Mikael Ramirez behind the plate handling the right-hander Lenny Torres. Here is Aaron Sabato for Cedar Rapids. 3-for-18 on the series. They'll check over to first. Prado back in. Sabato has not homered since May 7th. Four long balls on the season for the Colonel's designated hitter today. First offering to Sabato is a called strike, one at the letters at 94. Sabato was born in Rye, New York. His hometown is Rye Brook. Prepped at the Brunswick School. He was a shortstop in high school. 0-1. Fouled back, now 0-2. Sabato was part of that 2018 New York high school class, and he was actually ranked behind Charles Mack in the New York shortstop rankings. No balls, two strikes from Torres here to Sabato. Up high now, 1-2. There's a slider at 85. Mack playing at Williamsville East, Sabato at the Brunswick School. One ball, two strikes. Sabato swings through a fastball at 95, and there's out number two. Two strikeouts for Lenny Torres for his first two outs of the first. Both of them pretty impressive strikeouts, putting away Encarnacion Strand.
Cleanup batter, number 18, Seth Gray.
Torres doing a good job of bouncing back after that leadoff walk. Here's Seth Gray. Gray swinging it pretty well for the Colonels. 4-for-14 in the series with four runs batted in, a couple runs scored. He's 9 for his last 28. He'll take strike one on the inner half at 96. Gray a standout at Wright State. Another check over to first. Prado back in. Prado will run a little bit. 8 for 12 on stolen bases this season. To the Colonel Seth Gray with the infield playing him to pull. Rodriguez shading behind the second base bag. There's ball one high and outside. And we have seen Gray this season from a sprain chart wise. He's looked pretty good lately in terms of using the whole field. He's really tapped into his opposite field power. One ball and a strike to Seth. Fouled back towards us now, 1-2. Seth has three home runs this season. One is to right field, one is to center, and one is to left. With his swing, he'll hit the ball in the air quite a bit the opposite way and to right center. But when he's been on the ground lately anyway, it has been to that hole on the right side fairly often. One ball and two strikes. Gray reaches out and fouls this one off. Do it again at 1-2 here to Seth Gray. Seth will strike out a little bit, 30% K rate this year, but he also draws a ton of walks. Has the on-base percentage up to .382 entering play here today. They'll check over again there on Prado. That's the second mound disengagement for Torres. So we'll see if Prado maybe runs on a 1-2. Maybe just get some traffic on the base paths as well. Rodriguez playing just about up the middle. There goes Prado on the 1-2. They pitch out. It misses outside. Throw down to second is not in time. Prado's in with his ninth stolen base of the year. And there you see that New rule in effect, pitchers can
your
only pick over
baseball
bingo twice
number is B7
during a plate appearance. And then once you've had that second disengagement, if you try and pick over again, you have to get the runner out. Otherwise, it's, in a sense, a bonk. And the runner is awarded the next base. Soprano takes a bigger lead that time and gets a good jump. 2-2 to Seth, just inside at 84. Slider trying to catch the inside corner. Good take by Seth. You swing at that ball, you might break your bat, and you're probably either yanking it on the ground to the first baseman or you're just hitting a squibber towards the other side. Payoff pitch here from Torres with Prado off of second. Down and in, ball four, and Prado gets a great read on the dirt ball. The throw from Ramirez skips into left, and Prado will score. Seth Gray reaches on the walk. A heads-up base-running play by Anthony Prado will net the Colonels a run. Prado got a fantastic read on that wild pitch, advancing to third on the dirt ball and then heading home as Miguel Ramirez's throw skipped into
catcher number 17, Jair Camargo.
The first error of the ball game for either side coming here in the home half of the first, and it's 1-0 Cedar Rapids. Torres ready here to Camargo. Jair fouls it back, going one. Seth Gray off of first for Cedar Rapids. Who's that coaching first base for the Colonels? Doesn't look like Jairo Rodriguez. No balls and a strike here to Jair. Waving a miss at a high fastball. Now 0-2. Torres to Camargo. That's Jefferson Morales coaching first base for Cedar Rapids. Well, it's worked. It's got the Colonels a run here in the first inning. 0-2 from Torres to Camargo. Jair fouls it back. We'll keep the count at 0-2. We've seen some different first base coaches this year for Cedar Rapids as different coordinators come in. Julio Borbono will coach first when he's in town. Jairo Rodriguez usually coaches first. 0-2 from Torres here to Camargo. Ball one outside. Baseball players are, if they're anything but superstitious. Maybe they're a little bit stitious. As Jefferson Morales may be coaching first just to change some things up. One ball, two strikes. Jair with the ground ball up the middle, base hit. Seth Gray around second. He thinks about third. He wants third. Halpin comes up throwing as racing up to second base is Camargo. The throw skips off the glove of Delgado. Backed up well by Torres. It's a single off the bat of Jair Camargo. I'm assuming no error. Both runners advancing on the
throw. Your baseball bingo number is B10.
Jair Camargo with that single back up the middle. The Colonels with two men in scoring position with two down. Now Willie Joe Gary Jr. will step
right
in.
Right fielder number four, Willie
Cedar
Joe
Rapids.
Gary Jr.
Willie Joe, the right fielder for the Colonels. And before Willie Joe gets a chance, Caleb Longshore will pop out of the dugout to go chat with his right-hander Lenny Torres. Longshore, the pitching coach for the Lake County Captains. All this with two down for the Colonels here in the first inning. Anthony Prado reached on the leadoff walk. Torres had then struck out the next two men, and Encarnacion stranded Sabato. He looked to be back in control here in the inning, but then a walk to Seth Gray after Prado stole second. On that walk, the slider skipped away from Ramirez. Prado drew a throw to third. The throw went into left. Starting to move around in the bullpen for the Captains will be Matt Turner, the left-hander. It's Willie Joe Gary Jr.
Right fielder,
will step in
four,
for the Colonels.
Willie
a
Joe
big spot
Gary
here
Jr.
to add to the run total. Willie Joe, 3-for-11 in the series with three extra base hits, two triples and a home run. First offering here to Willie Joe. Letter high just inside, though, as it goes to 1-0 on the Colonels' left-handed bat. Gary Jr. had the day off yesterday. Torres here from the stretch, the glove at the belt with two men aboard. Willie Joe, a half swing. Yes, he did, says the home plate umpire. There's strike one. He's chatting with Willie Joe today. He talked about how how much more fun it is to be playing when the games mean something. Of course, the Colonels right now a game up in first in the West Division over Wisconsin. Gray, a huge lead off of third as he dances about halfway home and then retreats back with Willie Joe being played to pull. Fastball on the outside corner, now 1-2. Playing Willie Joe to pull. Rodriguez just about up the middle there at shortstop. Delgado standing in the five hole. One ball, two strikes. Willie Joe fouls it straight back. John Teague after that baseball as he'll go out to collect it. Brian Dinkelman making a mark in the dirt along that third baseline, maybe showing Seth, hey, this is where we want you for the secondary lead. You can get a huge lead over there at third with how far off the bank Delgado is playing. 1-2, Torres to Willie Joe. Half swing, yes he did. And there is out number three. Torres strikes out the side, but the Colonels get a run on some great base running by Anthony Prado. We'll be back top of two, 1-0, Cedar Rapids. Delgado, Rodriguez, and Ramirez.
Whenever you visit Veterans
The Cargo Hold Store is your home for official Captain's gear. From hats, hoodies, and t-shirts to baseball cards, gift cards, and limited edition packages, there is everything you need so you can be decked out in Captain's gear for your return to Classic Park. And you know that your authentic Captain's merchandise is always on deck at the Cargo Hold. Shop at the ballpark or online at cargoholdstore.com.
Paws and Claws Wednesdays are back at Classic Park. Enjoy $3 White Claws at every Wednesday Captain's home game. And on Wednesday, June 1st, you can bring your doggos, floofs, and puppers to the ballpark with you. For more information, visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. See you and your dog at Classic Park for Paws and Claws Wednesdays. Captain's Baseball, all hands on deck.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospital's Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
It's leads 1-0 over Lake County. Hedrick will take the rubber for his second inning of work. He wiggled around at John Kenzie. Noel single back in the first inning. 19 pitches, 16 strikes so far for the Southpaw. Hedrick's first offering, bounced toward short. Wander to his left, picks it up and throws on to Seth Gray for out number one. 6-3 on that ground out for the first down of the inning for Brent Hedrick. He is attacking the zone. Not wasting any time here getting ahead of hitters as Gabriel Rodriguez will step in for Lake County.
Shortstop, number 12, Gabriel Rodriguez.
Delgado was the first hitter that Hedrick did not start out 0-2, and simply because Delgado swung on the first pitch and put it in play. Gabriel Rodriguez will step in here for Lake County. Right-handed hitter holding a .272 average on the year. First pitch, big cut and miss there, a fastball from Hedrick. Brent gets pretty good carry on that fastball, that rising life on the heater. It's tough to hit that pitch when it's up in the zone. Time was called by Jair Camargo right before Brent started to kick on the bump. 0-1 now here to Rodriguez. Defense playing him to pull as he fouls this off towards the right field side. Now 0-2. Absolutely gorgeous weather here on Sunday. A few clouds here or there in a blue sky, a lot of sun. Just perfect baseball weather. Maybe a little chilly, but you know, that'll be all right. The 0-2 floated down into right field. Coming in on it is Willie Joe, and he'll make the catch for out number two. Hedrick starting out another hitter, 0-2 there on Rodriguez and putting him away. Mikael Ramirez.
The catcher, number seven, Mikael Ramirez.
Hedrick has got that scoreless inning streak up to 17 and two-thirds now. For Cedar Rapids. Hedrick has been really, really good this season. First offering here to Ramirez off the plate, 1-0. I think when you looked at the Colonels pitching staff entering this season, it maybe wasn't Hedrick's name that was going to come to the top of the list in terms of who is going to front this rotation. It's ball two down and in. And, of course, that's no knock on any of the other pitchers on the staff because all the other starters have pitched really well. It's just Hedrick has been so good. It's ball three high on Ramirez. Finding his fastball control here. Hedrick maybe getting a little bit too rushed on the mound as he'll take a breath before the 3-0. Now he comes back into the zone with a fastball at 90. 3-1 here from Brent. But Hedrick has just been so good that, no, he's really opened some eyes. 3-1. Ball lifted out towards right. Willie Joe, a couple steps to his right. Now one back, and he'll make the catch. For out number three, Brent Hedrick threw a three-up, three-down second. He's thrown just 28 pitches through two scoreless Fenco, Javier, and Holland when we come back.
Buying your next car should be fun. Stop into Mentor Nissan. Let their team show you a terrific deal and a pleasant shopping experience. My friends at Mentor Nissan have an extensive selection of new and used vehicles. If you're leasing a new vehicle, they have special leases with no money down and low rate financing. If you prefer to buy, mention the Captains for special pricing and a year of free maintenance. For interest-free financing and low payment leases, go see our friends at Mentor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615. Join the Captains as we celebrate our heroes on 4th of July weekend. It all starts Friday, July 1st with Military Appreciation Night and Friday Night Fireworks presented by Meijer. On Saturday, July 2nd, we honor our healthcare heroes with a Skipper in Scrubs bobblehead giveaway presented by University Hospitals and our Saturday Night Fireworks presented by Excalibur Auto Body. Then on Sunday, July 3rd, don't miss our Patriotic Fireworks Extravaganza. For tickets, visit CaptainsBaseball.com.
Captain's Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
Number nine, Tyler Fetko.
Happens, Colonel. Tyler Fetko, the right-handed hitting left fielder for Cedar Rapids. This season enjoying a really nice year between Fort Myers and Cedar Rapids. Open the year with the Mighty Muscles. Oh, the first pitch missing all the way to the backstop, hitting off the concrete and then ricocheting almost over the netting. It ended up still in the field of play in foul territory, but don't see that very often. Very small window of concrete to hit. Now Fetko blasts a ball into right center field, Halpin to the alley, and he'll get underneath for out number one. Fetko lines out to right center, an absolute shot off his bat. Therefore, the first out of the second, 103 miles an hour off the bat.
Shortstop number 19, Wander Javier.
Colonel shortstop here today. We mentioned Jefferson Morales is coaching first. It's probably because Jairo Rodriguez is handling the hitting coach duties from the dugout today. Wander fouls off the first pitch.
Your baseball bingo number is
John Schlechter is at a wedding this weekend, but I know he's following along. Big shout out to Sean, the Colonel's first year hitting coach. He and Jairo Rodriguez have done a very good job this season handling this talented group of hitters. It's ball one upstairs on Wander Javier. Colonel's bats have been tremendous this season. They're second in the Midwest League in runs scored, third in homers. 1-1. Wander scalds a ball foul off towards the right side. Cedar Rapids is also fourth in batting average and hits this season in the Midwest League. They have a plus 58 run differential, and that leads the league by 33 runs. One ball, two strikes. Wander flies one out towards right. Planez to his left, and he'll make the grab for out number two.
Your baseball
Javier
bingo
flies
number
out
is
to right, and now Will
34.
Holland for Cedar Rapids. Holland homered yesterday off of Doug Nicasey. You remember yesterday
center
we discussed
fielder,
that as
38,
Holland was
stepping Will
in the box. Holland was on our Colonel's leadoff show prior to the game. First offering to Will, missing high and tight, 1-0. And I asked him afterwards, hey, do you remember facing Nikhazy in college? And that was before both he or I had gone back to check. And he said, you know, I think I did. I couldn't really remember, though. Strike one at the knees. He said he was going to dive in and check it out. Of course, we looked it up, and we saw that, yeah, he did homer off of Nikhazy back when Nikhazy was at Ole Miss and Holland was at Auburn. It's ball two up and in. Asked Will after the game if he went back to check and see what he did against Nikhazy. Two balls, one strike. Torres here to Holland. Outside now, 3-1. Wilson, no, he didn't get a chance to. You guys are pretty busy with the pregame scout work and all that. And he asked what I do against him in college. And I said, well, you homered off of him. Three balls and a strike. There's ball four high and tight. Will Holland continues to be an on-base fiend for the Colonels. So he'll trot down the 90 feet
your
to first
baseball
base
bingo
with a
number is G50.
So I tell him, yeah, you homered off of him in college, too. Holland got a big grin. He's like, hey,
second
how about
baseman,
that?
Second baseman, number one, Anthony
Prado will step in here for Cedar Rapids. Drew a walk and later scored in the first with some pretty good base running. Holland a good threat on the base paths as well. 5-for-6 on steals this year. Prado looks at ball one down low. Holland with the second most steals on the Colonels roster behind Prado's 9. Quick check over. Holland back in with the head first dive. No tag applied by Nerano initially. Holland maybe caught a bit off guard there by that move from Torres. One ball and no strikes from Lenny Torres here to Anthony Prado. 1-0 Colonels lead. Now Prado scalds a ball out towards right. It's a long run over for Planez, and that will one-hop the wall. Holland racing around third. He'll be held by Dinkelman as Prado is in feet first with a double. The throw going into second there. Anthony Prado with his 6th double of the season.
Your baseball
and
bingo
the Colonels
number
will have two
B2
men in scoring position here with 2 down. It was a laser double down the right field line, one-hopping off the wall. For Prado.
Third baseman number 43, Christian Encarnacion Strand.
Prado with double number 6. He has 13 extra base hits now this season. And here comes Caleb Longshore again to go chat with Torres before a pretty big spot here for Christian Encarnacion Strand. Now, I don't know if you intentionally walk Encarnacion Strand here. I don't think that would be your first thought here with two down in the second inning. But you do have a base open, and I'm sure the message here for Longshore is something along the lines of, hey, look, this is a guy who can do a lot of damage with one swing. You have two men out there for him. Let's not give him anything good to hit here. He did strike him out on 3 pitches back in the first inning, so see how much they pitch around Encarnacion Strand in this plate appearance. Talking about Prado is his 13th extra base hit of the year. With that double, Prado has really shown off a power surge this season for Cedar Rapids. All of last year,
Christian Encarnacion Strand.
Prado had a total of 6 extra base hits in 47 games played. All of them were doubles. 13 this year. First offering here to Encarnacion Strand, high and tight, 1-0. So he's doubled his extra base hit output. More than doubled, and he's now matched his double output from last season. 1-0. Wave and a miss at a high fastball at 94 now. 1 ball and a strike. And, of course, hamate bone injury for Prado last year, and that really does sap your power as a hitter. I think you're also seeing, though, an adjusted approach for Prado, being willing to hit that ball harder. 1 ball, 1 strike. Inside now, 2-1 on Encarnacion Strand. Lenny Torres out there on the mound, 45 pitches in, 26 for strikes. A dangerous hitter's count here at 2-1. You don't want to fall behind 3-1. And now Encarnacion Strand scalds a ball deep left center field. Bombs away. It's a 3-run shot for Christian Encarnacion Strand. A middle fastball, and Christian knew what to do with it. 419 feet for the April player of the month in the Midwest League. Home run number 7 for Encarnacion Strand. 110 off the bat. RBI number 32, 33, and 34 for Christian Encarnacion Strand.
Designated hitter number 23, Aaron Zapato.
For the big right-handed hitter. It's now 4-0 Cedar Rapids. Zapato takes ball one high and outside from the right-hander Torres. Zapato 0-for-1 with a strikeout today. Now the 1-0 fouled away. Quickly one ball and a strike. That was, I'm sure, the exact opposite of what the message was there in that mound visit. Didn't want to let Encarnacion Strand beat you. There's strike two in the inside corner. Slider at 83. And, well, Encarnacion Strand, the man who beats you in that three-run home run. 1-2, called strike three on the outside corner. Down goes Zapato. And we move along to the top half of the third. Braccio, Cox, and Halpin. When we come back, the Colonels up 4-0 thanks to a Christian Encarnacion Strand big fly.
College easy.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
A dollar goes a long way on Tuesday nights at Classic Park. Get $1 hot dogs, beers, and pops at every Tuesday Captain's home game with Buck Night, presented by the Ohio Lottery. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Tuesday Buck Night at Classic Park, presented by the Ohio Lottery.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
Encarnacion Strand puts the Colonels up 4-0 with a three-run home run in the second as Brent Hendricks' first pitch is a strike in the inside corner. Here to Aaron Braccio. Switch hitting second baseman, batting from the right side of the plate as he hits a line shot, snagged by Wander there at short for out number one. Little line shot off the end of the bat. Wander coming in to make that play for the first out here of the third inning. Colonels up 4-0 on Lake County. We'll look around the rest
left
of the Midwest
fielder,
League here on a gorgeous
Cox.
May afternoon. Wisconsin leads South Bend 5-4 in the home half of 6 up in Appleton. Connor Cox steps in and takes a ball off the plate. First pitch splitty there from Brent Hendrick. Peoria leads Beloit 3-1, home half of 6. Up in Wisconsin, there's ball too high on Cox. Fastball at 90. Quad Cities beat Dayton in game one of their doubleheader, 9-2. Two balls, no strikes. Hendrick just misses the outside corner, now 3-0. West Michigan all over Fort Wayne, 8-0, bottom of 9. Great Lakes leads Lansing 6-3. Make that 7-3. 3-0, called strike one in the edge. And back with a fastball on that outside corner. 89 on that heater from Brent Hendrick. David Festa will follow the Colonel Southpaw today. 3-1 lined into right field, and that's down for a base hit. Willie Joe will cut it off down the line and get it in quickly. So it'll be a single for Connor Cox. He continues to be an on-base fiend for Lake County here in the series. Cox 6-for-15. A couple of walks drawn here
center
in the
center fielder number 4, Petey
Halpin. Over one with a flyout. Mr. Shucks is making his way throughout the crowd. You got that fan good. Playing some tricks on some fans in the attendance today. Hedrick from the stretch, he looks over to first, kicks and fires. There's strike one on the outer half here to Petey Halpin. Halpin with five hits in the series. He scored four runs. Lake County leads the series 4-1. Hedrick steps off, quick snap throw over to first. Gray's tag a little late. Christian Encarnacion and Strand with a three-run home run in the second, making it 4-0 Colonels in support of Brent Hedrick here today. 0-1. This ball lifted out towards left, a couple steps in there for Fetko, and he'll make the squeeze for out number two as Fetko throws to first, and Gray will pick it up on a hop as Cox gets back safely.
First baseman, number 10, Joe Naranjo.
That'll bring up Joe Naranjo. 0-1 with a flyout today. Naranjo with 8 home runs this season. The lefty bat for the Lake County Captains. Showing off a pretty good stick in the series. He's 8-18. Hedrick checks over to first. Cox back in time. Cox is 1-2 on stolen bases this year. He's a good player in Long Beach State. A scrappy, a guy you like at the bottom of the lineup. And at the top of the lineup is a table setter. This ball floated down the left field line. Long run back for Christian. And in foul territory, he'll make the catch before running up the bullpen mound and handing that baseball off to a kid on the berm. A perfect end to the third. We move on to the home half here of the inning. The Colonels will have Gray, Camargo, and Willie Joe. 4-0 Cedar Rapids here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Get your weekend started early at Classic Park with Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo. Captains fans can enjoy half-price Modelo draft beer and soft drinks through 9 p.m. Get your tickets now at captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo with the Lake County Captains. Please drink responsibly.
Who needs summer camp when you can be at the ballpark every day? For just $50, kids 12 and under can get into every Captains game with a Captains Kids Season Pass. That's a $650 value for just $50. Sign up today at CaptainsBaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Spend your summer at the ballpark. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
What's your ideal summer plan? At the ballpark every night? Just catching a few firework games? Customize the ballpark experience for your schedule and budget with a Captain's Ticket Plan starting at just $100. Pick the plan that's right for you. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Captain's Baseball, all hands on deck.
Seth Gray. The cleanup batter this season is sponsored by All Seasons Cleaning. Tell them you saw their ad here for 20% off your initial clean. That's All Seasons Cleaning for the cleanest offices in town.
Against Lenny Torres, the first pitch outside, 1-0 here to Seth Gray. Seth Gray drew a walk in his first plate appearance as he fouls back the 1-0, quickly one ball and a strike. Cedar Rapids with a run in the first and three in the second. Four runs on three hits here today. No errors for the Colonels. Each side is left on two. Gray lays off the 1-1 fastball off the plate now. Two balls and a strike. Lake County has had a couple of hits off of Brent Hedrick, but Colonel Southpaw has done a very good job of being efficient through three innings, just 38 pitches through three scoreless innings of work. 2-1, wave and a foul tip in and out of the mitt of Ramirez, now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 4-0 Cedar Rapids, leading Lake County, Seth Gray, Jair Camargo, and Willie Joe Gary Jr. for the Colonels here in the third. It's a cleanly shaven Seth Gray. Been sporting a beard all season, leading up until a couple days ago. Two balls and two strikes. Torres here to Gray. High and away, ball three. Gray played his college ball at Wright State. He's a very good performer there. He ended up being taken by the Minnesota Twins in the fourth round of the 2019 draft. Payoff pitch, fouled back. Go again here at 3-2 from Lenny Torres. The pitch count climbing for the right-hander. 56 pitches, 33 for strikes. 3-2 here to the Colonel's Seth Gray. Right-hander ready. And the payoff pitch to Seth. Fouled away once again. Gray has seen a lot of pitches today. This is his second plate appearance, and he's now seen 14 pitches in total. He'll dig back in, averaging 7 pitches per plate appearance. 3-2, wave and a miss at a high fastball there at 93. Gray underneath of it for the first down of the inning. Lenny Torres has a strikeout. That'll be number 5 here of the game.
Catcher number 17, Jair Camargo.
For the Colonel. Camargo 1-for-1 with a single. So he'll step in against Lenny Torres. Right-hander at the ready. He'll kick and deal. Camargo sends a ball foul off towards the right side. Jair from Barranquilla, Colombia. 22 years old. He'll be turning 23 in July. No balls and a strike here to Jair. We have a foul now, 0-2. Camargo sporting an OPS right at 800 entering play today. 4 doubles, 5 home runs. 14 runs batted in for Camargo. 0-2 on the way here from Torres. Up high on the fastball now, 1-2. 93 on the gun there from Lenny Torres. Pierce back in, jumping right back onto the rubber as Camargo will call time. Good wind blowing here today. Kind of from left to right. It's been a drifting wind. Camargo fouls another one away. Keeping the count here at 1-2. Jair doesn't walk very often. Just a couple of walks in 95 plate appearances. Very aggressive hitter. With his power, you'd like him to be swinging. 1-2, another bullet back up the middle. Jair is 2-for-2 here today. Camargo stays hot, now 11 for his last 33s. He takes a big turn at first, and he'll hop back to the bag. One-out single for Jair Camargo, his second hit of the ball game. Just kept waiting, and he got one. Sending it right back up the middle.
Right fielder number 4,
miles an
Willie
hour
Joe
off the bat.
Gary Jr.
For Jair. And here's Willie Joe Gary Jr. Willie Joe 0-for-1 with a strikeout here today. Camargo not a threat to run over there at first. Willie Joe hits a line shot through the hole on the right side. Camargo will advance to second and hold up there. Back-to-back single here with one down for the Colonel.
Your baseball bingo number is I-24.
Cedar Rapids with 2 men aboard for Kyler Fedko. Fedko 0-for-1. He lined out sharply to right
left
center
fielder, field. Number 9.
Ball 98
Kyler
off the
Fedko.
Bat for Willie Joe. Another base knock for Willie Joe Gary. His fourth hit of the series. The average up to 308 in the set. Miguel Ramirez will step out in front of the plate to relay some signs out to the defense. They won't be holding Willie Joe on at first, with Fedko being played to pull. That's because they don't expect Camargo to take off from second. So Willie Joe with a big lead over there. It's ball one up and in on Fedko. 1-0. You see Willie Joe not being held on. He's got a huge lead there at first. And he'll kind of start that lead back a little bit, kind of like you're at second base. You get ready to round second. Fedko with the ground ball left side, gobbled up, then bobbled by Delgado. He'll go to second. No out there as Willie Joe beat the throw. See if it goes as a fielder's choice, maybe with or without an error, but everybody's safe. Fedko on to load the bases, and that'll bring up Wander Javier with the bases juiced. Delgado had the ball, and then he dropped
first up,
it.
Number 19, Wander
trying
Javier.
To get that throw on to second. Camargo to third. Willie Joe to second. And the bases are loaded here for Wander Javier. Torres from the stretch, missing outside 1-0. And that's where not holding Willie Joe on comes back to bite you for Lake County, because if you hold him on, you probably still get that out at second, because that's a difference of about, I don't know, 8, 12 feet of a lead there at first. It was a bang-bang play at second. 1-0. Wander fouls it back. Ball and one strike. From Lenny Torres, the Colonels already lead 4-0. And oh boy, do they have an opportunity to add to that lead here. 1-1 from Torres here to Javier. Wander reaches out, sends this ball into shallow center. Jair will tag at third, helping making the catch in the shallow right center alley. And a good strong throw home will keep Camargo at third. Javier flies out to right center. That'll bring up Will Holland. The two down here in the third.
Center fielder number
Holland
38,
drew a walk in his
Will
first trip to the plate. Camargo at third, Gary Jr. at second, and Fetko over there at first. Holland will call time prior to the pitch. Holland is enjoying a really good series, 4-for-14. 3 runs batted in. He's 9 for his last 28. Torres here with the glove at the belt. Takes a breath, rocks and goes. There's strike one on the inside corner. Front door slider there from Lenny Torres. 70 pitches, 44 strikes for the right-hander. A hit to the gaps, could score three. Fetko runs pretty well at first. 0-1, lined foul. Lots of traffic against Torres today for the Colonels. Left-hander Matt Turner is up in the bullpen for Lake County. Holland calls time prior to the 0-2. Torres will turn back away from home plate and re-engage the rubber. Two down, home half of three. 0-2 from Torres here to Will Holland. Right-hander with the breath. He's ready. Now he goes. Holland bounces a ball very weakly up the third baseline. This will be a tough play on the run for Delgado. Is thrown to first is wild, and it skips into the Colonel's bullpen. That'll score Willie Joe. Fetko around third. He's held. And Cedar Rapids leads 6-0. It's an infield single for Will Holland, beating out that throw from Raynell Delgado. Then the throw skipping up the line, allowing one more run to score. 6-0 Colonels. Holland will get one RBI out of it. That throw wide to the bag. Naranjo having to lay out to try and reel it in.
Second baseman.
That will be
one,
on the corners here for Anthony Prado as the Colonels lead 6-0. And that'll bring out Greg DiCenzo from the Lake County dugout. That will be it for the right-hander Lenny Torres. 6 runs for Cedar Rapids here in the ballgame. It's the home half of the third with just 2 away. And the left-hander, Matt Turner, will come in to pitch when we return. Anthony Prado at the plate with men on the corners for Cedar Rapids.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
Anthony Prado will come on here for the Cedar Rapids Colonels as he'll step into the box against the left-hander, Matt Turner, for Lake County. Two men are on for Cedar Rapids here in the inning. They've already played it a pair. Will Holland with a roller infield single to the third baseman, Raynell Delgado, who threw wildly over to first. That allowed an extra run to score on the play. And it made a painful start here for Lenny Torres, get a little bit more so. Left-hander Matt Turner comes
baseman,
in here
number
in relief.
One,
Turner,
Anthony Prado.
This season for the Lake County Captains, has made one appearance in the series. Threw pretty well, 1 2/3 scoreless, striking out one. Prado steps in. The first offering here from Turner is a strike in the inside corner. 91 on that fastball. There from the southpaw. Prado today, 1-for-1 with a walk and a double. Turner ready here from the stretch on the 0-1. There goes a runner at first. Pitch misses way inside, and Holland has a stolen base to second. One ball and one strike here to Prado as Will Holland steals his sixth bag of the season. Matt Turner, a 2.08 earned run average, 17 and a third over eight innings of work, or eight appearances, 15 strikeouts. Or Turner, nine walks. One ball and one strike here to Prado. Anthony with a half swing. Yes, he did. Now 1-2.
Your baseball bingo number is 067.
Looks like the changeup on the inside corner for the left-hander Turner. 2 men in scoring position for Prado. Two down here in the third for Cedar Rapids. They lead 6-0 over Lake County. Turner ready here on the 1-2. Down and inside there on the slider. They appeal down, and oh, wow, they said he went. Prado shrugs his shoulders. He looks down, and he says there's no way. Looked like Prado barely took that bat off his shoulder. Brian Dinkelman is going to chase down our base umpire, Nate Diedrich, who just keeps running away from him. Diedrich will run out into shallow
life
right. Prado called out on strikes. We'll move along.
But Jerry-esque Investment Services is ready to help you
be a superhero and join the Captains on Saturday, June 19th for Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight. The Captains will don special Incredible Hulk jerseys, which will be available for auction to benefit Captains charities as they look to smash the Beloit Sky Card. Plus, there will be a special appearance from the Hulk himself. For tickets, visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight, Saturday, June 19th at Classic Park.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
First pitch. Swing and a drive, deep right center, goodbye home run.
Every Sunday home game is a family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan. Featuring family-friendly entertainment, inflatable games in the kids' zone, and post-game kids run the bases. Visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS for tickets. Family fun Sunday presented by Menor Nissan.
Couple runs coming in on a Will Holland infield single that included an error by the third baseman, Raynell Delgado. First offering to John Kenzie is a ball just inside, 1-0. One run in the first, three in the second, two in the third for Cedar Rapids. Ball two down and in from Hedrick. They're on a fastball at 90. All in all, 6 runs on 6 hits, no errors, and 4 left on for the Colonels. Lake County, no runs on a couple of hits, 2 errors, and they have left on, too. John Kenzie Noel stepping in, 2-0. Here from the left-hander, Hedrick, big wave and a foul. As Noel tosses his bat as well and starts moonwalking. Ball might have hit him in the foot.
Fans, we have all 5 of our baseball winners.
And the third
baseball bingo
balls
winners
a strike
for today. Thank you for playing.
Noel,
we'll play again next Sunday.
There. Kind of walk it off. Noel, a very intimidating hitter in the box. Big bodied, big framed, right-handed bat. He's played third, first, and right in the series, as well as DHing, which is what he's doing today. Hedrick ready here on the 2-1. High and outside at 89. Now three balls and a strike. It's going to be a pretty stark velocity difference for the Colonels when they go to their piggyback arm, David Festa, today. Festa was up to 99 in his bullpen this week after being called up from Fort Myers. Strike two on the inside end. Count runs full here for Brent Hedrick, who's up to a 19-inning scoreless streak for Cedar Rapids. Three scoreless frames so far here today. The payoff pitch to Noel. Just missed down and inside. 91. There for Brent Hedrick. Going to put Noel on first. Alexi Planez will step in for Lake County. Over one with a flyout today.
Right fielder,
Noel
number 33.
Noel at first after that leadoff walk.
Alexi Planez.
See how the Colonels play things here with Planez at the plate. Prado near the second base bag. They have Planez played to pull. Encarnacion Strand pretty far back over at third. And the first offering blasted in left center field. Over to his left, though, is Fetko, and he'll make the grab for out number one. Pretty well-struck ball there off the bat of Planez, showing off that right-handed power. First down of the inning recorded for Hedrick, and here's Raynell Delgado. Delgado is 0 for 1 with a ground out here today. Hedrick would love a bouncing ball to somebody up the middle. Javier and Prado, the double play pairing for the Colonels today. First pitch fastball just outside, 1-0 here from Hedrick. 46 pitches in for the left-hander. Hedrick ready now on the 1-0. Jair setting up outer half. Comes inner half instead and misses just low. Now 2-0. Prior to his days at Illinois State, Hedrick was a very, very good prepster at Reed Custer High School out in the state of Illinois. 2-0, bounce towards the right side, and the shift does not work for the Colonels as Noel will round second, heading to third. Willie Joe's throw into second, and it's wide off the glove of Prado, backed up by Javier. It's a single for Raynell Delgado, moving the runner ahead to third base.
Shortstop, number 12,
and
Gabriel,
now Gabriel Rodriguez
will
bat with men on the corners and one down. The Colonels ahead 6-0. A lot of youngsters in the crowd here today. Gorgeous day for baseball. Maybe a little bit chilly, but that's what sweatshirts are for. Hedrick tones up the rubber and looks in here on Gabriel Rodriguez. Brent with a look to first. Now he'll go. This ball one off the plate. At Reed Custer High School, Hedrick was a Class 2A State Player of the Year as a senior. He went 11-1 with a 1.94 ERA, 118 strikeouts. 1-0, popped him up into shallow center. Holland will come racing in, looking for the read, and he'll make the catch. Tagging from third is Noel, and he knows how good that arm from Will Holland is as Grail cut it off. A good throw in there by Will, and there's out number two of the inning. Holland had another outfield assist for the Colonels a couple nights ago.
Catcher number Miguel 7,
Ramirez will step
Mikhail
in.
Ramirez.
Holland leads the Colonels with 4 outfield assists this year. Gary Jr. has 3. Ramirez 0 for 1 with a flyout. Hedrick in that senior year at Reed Custer, he led them to the Class 2A state championship. First offering into center field. Here comes Will. Couple steps in. Now one back, and he'll make the grab for out number 3. Brent Hedrick continues to throw scoreless inning after scoreless inning. How about a 20-inning scoreless streak now for Hedrick? 6-0 Colonels. Home half of 4 when we return.
Who needs summer camp when you can be at the ballpark every day? For just $50, kids 12 and under can get into every Captain's game with a Captain's Kids Season Pass. That's a $650 value for just $50. Sign up today at captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Spend your summer at the ballpark. Captain's Baseball, all hands on deck.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions.
To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Join the captains as we celebrate our heroes on 4th of July weekend. It all starts Friday, July 1st with Military Appreciation Night and Friday Night Fireworks presented by Meijer. On Saturday, July 2nd, we honor our healthcare heroes with a Skipper in Scrubs bobblehead giveaway presented by University Hospitals and our Saturday Night Fireworks presented by Excalibur Auto Body. Then on Sunday, July 3rd, don't miss our Patriotic Fireworks Extravaganza. For tickets, visit captainsbaseball.com.
Encarnacion Strand.
Of the fourth inning, the Colonels up 6-0 on Lake County. David Festa begins to throw down in the Colonels' bullpen. First offering to Christian is a called strike one on the inside corner. Find a guess. Hedrick will likely get the fifth inning and then give way to Festa in the sixth. 0-1 here to Encarnacion Strand. Christian waves through the changeup there from the left-hander Turner. No balls and two strikes. Encarnacion Strand, the fourth rounder last season for Minnesota. 0-2 here from Turner. Wave and a miss. Down goes Encarnacion Strand for out number one. Striking out, swinging on that fastball at 90. Aaron Sabato now for the Colonels. He's gone down on strikes twice today.
Designated hitter number 23, Aaron Sabato.
Colonels with 6 hits. They lead 6-0 over Lake County here in the fourth. We'll have a look around the rest of the Minnesota Twins organization here. Down at Kauffman Stadium, the Royals are up 6-0 on Minnesota. Sabato calling for time prior to the pitch. Five spot in the sixth for Kansas City. Brady Singer's throwing pretty well. Turner here from the belt on Sabato. First offering well outside, 1-0. Bailey overthrew well for the Twins today. Five innings of one-run ball. Allowed 3 hits and walked 1, striking out 4. Yennier Cano, not so good. Retired just 1 batter, 5 runs allowed on 4 hits and 2 walks. Sabato looks at a strike on the inside edge. Around the rest of the Twins organization today, Fort Myers with a win in 13 innings over Clearwater. 7-6, the final for Fort Myers on the road. 1 ball, 1 strike from Turner here to Sabato. Ground ball through the right side and a base hit for the Colonels' designated hitter. A man on here with another base hit today for Cedar Rapids, being Sabato, and the Colonels' 7th hit of the game. Sabato now 1-for-3 as Seth Gray will step in. Good job there by Sabato, going the other way on that
first
baseman fastball.
First number 18,
Seth Gray will dig in 0-for-1 with a walk and a strikeout. Some 3-hit games for Fort Myers today. Noah Cardenas went 3-for-5 with a home run. A couple RBI as well for Cardenas. Gray looks at strike one on the outside edge. Daniel Azoria went 3-for-5, the former Colonel. Down in Class A right now at Fort Myers. Keone Cavaco 2-for-6 today. No balls and a strike here on Seth. 0-for-1 with a walk and a strikeout. Turner will step off. That's the first rubber disengagement here of the plate appearance. No balls and a strike. Gray takes ball one upstairs. For Fort Myers in that game today, Matthew Swain picked up the win with 3 more scoreless innings. He struck out 3, walked 2. He's still yet to allow an earned run. Swain has been the closer for Fort Myers all season. No earned runs. We're almost through May. Gray steps in here, ready for a 1-1 pitch from Turner. Long outside now, 2 balls and a strike. Good block there by Mikel Ramirez. Pretty good pitching battle in Wichita today. Springfield and Wichita tied at 1. Turner looking in with Sabato off of first. Naranjo holding him there. Gray looks at strike two. Fastball there at the letters from the left-hander Turner. Two balls and two strikes. Turner with a look over to first. Sabato off the bag. Gray bounces his foul. Keep the count even here at 2-2. Danny Colome made a rehab appearance for Wichita today, throwing a scoreless inning. As he started that ball game, Matt Canarino, the former Colonel, went four scoreless innings, didn't allow a hit, walked just one, and struck out six. 2-2. Gray takes ball three inside. Casey Legamina, who started the year in Cedar Rapids, so far has given Wichita three innings of five-hit, one unearned run baseball. He's got four strikeouts in relief today for Wichita. Payoff pitch from Matt Turner here to Seth Gray with Sabato off of first. Gray bounces a ball off his back foot. That'll be a foul ball. And out west in Omaha, the St. Paul Saints and the Omaha Storm Chasers are tied at four presently. Royce Lewis playing pretty well in St. Paul. Half pitch from Turner here to Seth Gray. Lefty kicks and goes. Now Gray hammers the ball. Very foul out to deep right. Ball traveled a long ways. 407 feet off the bat of Gray. Just a bit too far to the right. Keeps the count full here on Seth. Aaron Sabato there at first for the Colonels. A base hit off of Matt Turner in the frame. Seven hits today for Cedar Rapids. Just three for Lake County. Payoff pitch. Wave and a miss. Gray goes down to a knee swinging at a slider as there's out number two. Jair Camargo here for Cedar Rapids. Columbia. Camargo two for two.
Catcher number 17, Jair Camargo.
Jair had an 11-game hitting streak snapped back on the 18th. It's a season-long hitting streak for the Colonels this year. First offering to Jair is cut on through, starting him off with that sinker at 86. Royce Lewis with another extra base hit, his 12th double of the year for St. Paul. And Curtis Terry with a three-run homer. 0-1, breaking ball inside now. One ball and a strike to Jair. And, of course, here in Cedar Rapids, the Colonels are up 6-0 on Lake County. One in the first, three in the second, two in the third for the Colonels. Brett Hedrick with four scoreless innings. Camargo sends a ball deep out to right center. Halpin, though, looking for it in the alley. He'll be caught off by Planez, who makes the grab for out number three. We move along to the top half of the fifth. Through four, it's 6-0 Cedar Rapids. You're on your home of the Colonels, the Colonels Baseball Network.
Captain's Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
Friday night fireworks at the Captain's are presented by Meijer. From the biggest of games to the ones that mean the most to us, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. Catch the explosive fun of Captain's fireworks shows every Friday night. Visit captainsbaseball.com for tickets and a full list of shows, or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Captain's Baseball, all hands on deck.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
take the ball here in the fifth for Cedar Rapids, going for yet another scoreless inning of work for the Colonels. As lefty kicks and goes. First pitch to Braccio. Bounce to Christian. He'll glove and throw over to first in time for out number one. 5-3 on that ground out for those of you scoring at home. First out of the inning recorded for Brent Hedrick. As Connor Cox will
dig
in.
Left fielder, number 22.
1-1 with a single, and Connor Cox will not get to face Brent Hedrick. David Festa will be coming on for Cedar Rapids. When we come back, we'll take a short break. David Festa piggybacking Brent Hedrick. Brent reaches his pitch limit here on the day, so he'll give a long look to Brian Dinkelman. Hand off the baseball, and David Festa will come into pitch. We'll be back in a bit right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. 6-0 Cedar Rapids right here in CR.
Be a superhero and join the Captains on Saturday, June 19th for Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight. The Captains will don special Incredible Hulk jerseys, which will be available for auction to benefit Captains charities as they look to smash the Beloit Skycart. Plus, there will be a special appearance from the Hulk himself. For tickets, visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight, Saturday, June 19th at Classic Park.
Captains Baseball is presented by 5-Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own 5-Star Brand Wieners and Specialty Sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a 5-Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. 5-Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captains home games. Visit us online at 5starbrandmeats.com.
The base is empty and the Colonels lead 6-0. David Festa begins his career as a Cedar Rapids Colonel as he enters for the left-hander Brent Hedrick. David Festa this year 2-1 over his first five starts of 2022, all of them with the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Festa, 6'6", 185-pound right-hander. He struck out 33 and walked just 6 in 24
innings. Left fielder, number 22, Connor Cox.
148 opposing batting average for David Festa here this season. Four-seam fastball, a changeup, and a slider. He'll ramp that fastball into the upper 90s. So he'll toe up the rubber against the right-handed hitting Connor Cox. Festa kicks and deals. The first pitch is that slider downstairs. 1-0 to Connor Cox. In Festa's last start for Fort Myers, he opened a combined no-hitter for the Mighty Muscle. 1-0 fastball there for strike one at the letters at 98 from the right-hander Festa. Struck out 11 over six innings of two-walk, no-hit baseball. One ball and one strike. Half swing, they appeal down. Yes, he did. The 89-mile-an-hour slider, 1-2 here on Connor Cox. The David Festa experience here in Cedar Rapids. The hard-throwing right-hander out of Seton Hall. No rock and deal on the 1-2. Fouled straight back. 97 on that fastball. Festa, originally from Verona, New Jersey. Went to Seton Hall Prep, then Seton Hall. One ball, two strikes. Festa kicks and goes. Down low at 98 here from the right-hander. Festa is a 22-year-old, turned 22 back in March. Two balls and two strikes. Sit down. He got him on the slider down and outside. There's the second out of the fifth. And David Festa strikes out the first batter that he faces on an 89-mile-an-hour slider low and outside.
Center fielder, number four,
bite to that pitch
Halpin.
For Festa. And now Petey Halpin will step in against the right-hander. Festa was taken by the Twins last year in the 13th round after a really, really solid final season at Seton Hall. Went 6-4 with a 2.00 ERA over 15 appearances and 11 starts. First offering, wave and a miss at 98 up in the zone there to help it. Just 44 hits allowed in 72 innings for Festa. This ball tapped back towards the mound very weakly. Jair will pick it up, turn and fire the ball all the way down to the Colonel's bullpen. It's backed up by Anthony Prado, probably an infield single. Therefore, Petey Halpin. Jair just kind of picked that ball up and chucked it as hard as he could. Man on here against Festa with two down in the fifth. Joe Naranjo will bat.
First baseman, number 10, Joe Naranjo.
Assuming that's a hit, that'll be the fourth of the day for Lake County. Festa kicks and goes. This ball sent high out towards center. Straight away, though, for Will Holland. Boy, how busy has Will Holland been today? He'll get underneath and make the grab for out number three. Already here in this ballgame, the fine fielding center fielder for Cedar Rapids has had to handle quite a few baseballs out in center. That's six putouts today for Will as we move along to the home half of the eighth, or pardon, of the fifth. Willie Joe will lead things off when we come back.
If you're a business in Northeast Ohio, who do you trust for digital transformation? Over 12,000 businesses choose Meritech. Our team helps you reduce risk, increase productivity, and control costs. Now more than ever, you need a partner you can trust with enterprise content management, remote IT assistance, copiers, and printers. Meritech is here to build the right solution with you. We're proudly serving Northeast Ohio for 43 years and counting. Contact us now at MeritechInc.com and on LinkedIn. Meritech, your technology solution.
Be a superhero and join the Captains on Saturday, June 19th for Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight. The Captains will don special Incredible Hulk jerseys, which will be available for auction to benefit Captains charities as they look to smash the Beloit Skycart. Plus, there will be a special appearance from the Hulk himself. For tickets, visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight, Saturday, June 19th at Classic Park.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
Willie Joe Gary Jr. will step in here for the Colonels in the home half of the fifth. Colonels ahead 6-0 on Lake County. Left-hander Matt Turner on the bump here for the Captains. He misses low and outside 1-0 here on Willie Joe. Gary Jr. with a single and a strikeout today for Cedar Rapids. Turner from the belt, he'll rock go. Willie Joe shows bunt, pulls back and takes ball two inside. Gary Jr. is drafted by the Twins back in 2018, a ninth round pick. Turner ready here on the 2-0. Long pause, now he goes. Fouled, ouch, off of Willie Joe's foot. So he'll go for a little walk. Now 2-1 the count. Willie Joe was a pretty intriguing player going into his senior year. He raised his average from 254 as a junior to 432 as a senior at Pascagoula High School down in Mississippi. He played in the Perfect Game World Championships with Reggie Grace, who's down in Fort Myers right now. A right-handed pitcher. Two balls and a strike here to Willie Joe. Fouled back now, 2-2. Matt Turner, here in relief for Lake County. He came on after the starter, Letty Torres. Torres went 2 2/3, 6 runs, 5 earned. On 6 hits and 3 walks, he struck out 5. 2-2 here to Willie Joe. Grounded up the middle, played up the middle, though, by Rodriguez as he'll pick it up and throw on to first for out number one. Willie Joe grounding out to short, and now Kyler Fedko will bat. 0-2, line out into fielder's choice.
Left fielder
today
number
for
nine,
Kyler Fedko.
Kyler Fedko.
Colonels have 7 hits today, just one man with multiple hits in the game. That's Jair Camargo.
He's 2 for 3.
Fedko digs in against the left-hander Matt Turner. Southpaw kicks and fires. Ball one outside. For the Colonels, Brent Hendrick, the starting pitcher. He'll take a no decision after going 4 1/3, 3 hits, 1 walk. He didn't strike anybody out, but boy, did he attack the strike zone with authority today. 1-0. Inside, 2-0 to Fedko. Hedrick had just one swinging strike on 52 pitches, but 71% first pitch strikes, 36 of 52 pitches were for strikes today. 2-0 from Turner. Fedko looks at a strike on the outer half. 86 there on that sinker from the left-hander Turner. Turner, a sidearmer. A lot of lettuce flowing out the back of the cap. 2-1. Called strike two. Fedko straightens up and looks back after that call. Javier in the on-deck circle for the Colonels. They lead by 6 here over Lake County. This is a good response by the Colonels as Fedko hits a bullet to short. Backhanded there by Rodriguez. He'll throw on to first, high, but in time as Naranjo keeps his foot on the bag. Four out, number two. That'll bring up Wander Javier. Colonel shortstop 0 for 2 with a couple of flyouts. It's a good
first
response
up,
for the Colonels
19,
here
Wander
in the series
Javier.
Finale. And struggled in this series against Lake County. Gave up a season worst 14 hits last night, falling 12-4. Turner's first pitch high and outside, 1-0 here on Wander. That loss yesterday for Cedar Rapids, an 8-run loss, was their worst of the season. The largest margin of defeat this year for the Colonels. Wander waves over the top of a good sinking fastball. One ball and a strike here to Javier. But again, it shows you what the Colonels have done this year when they've had losses like that, because they've had a couple. They've responded well. They come back with runs the next couple of days. Good pitching. One ball, one strike. Off the plate now, 2-1. Turner to Javier. Turner with the glove at the belt. He's ready on the 2-1. Wave and a miss. Wander chasing that little slider low and outside. We're on the count even. Javier from Bonao in the Dominican Republic. 23 years old, signed back in 2015. The franchise record $4 million signing bonus. 2-2, Turner here to Javier. Wander waves on through a slider for out number three. We'll move along to the sixth inning, 1-2-3 fifth for the Southpaw Matt Turner. Festo will face Noel, Planez, and Delgado. 3-4-5 for Lake County. 6-0 Colonel here in Cedar Rapids.
The Plum Heart Center.
Hit in the air, high and deep right center field. Scott is back to the wall. It is gone.
Want to be the first to know what's going on at Classic Park and get captain's offers delivered right to your inbox? Sign up for The Anchor, the official newsletter of the Lake County Captains. All you need is an email. Visit captainsbaseball.com to sign up today and stay up to date on everything Captains.
Buying your next car should be fun. Stop into Menor Nissan. Let their team show you a terrific deal and a pleasant shopping experience. My friends at Menor Nissan have an extensive selection of new and used vehicles. If you're leasing a new vehicle, they have special leases with no money down and low rate financing. If you prefer to buy, mention the Captains for special pricing and a year of free maintenance. For interest-free financing and low payment leases, go see our friends at Menor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615. Join the captains as we celebrate our heroes on 4th of July weekend. It all starts Friday, July 1st with Military Appreciation Night and Friday Night Fireworks presented by Meijer. On Saturday, July 2nd, we honor our healthcare heroes with a Skipper in Scrubs bobblehead giveaway presented by University Hospitals and our Saturday Night Fireworks presented by Excalibur Auto Body. Then on Sunday, July 3rd, don't miss our Patriotic Fireworks Extravaganza. For tickets, visit captainsbaseball.com.
Really nice first inning of work for David Festa back in the fifth here in the sixth. We'll see what he has to show in his first full inning of work. For Cedar Rapids, as Festa worked around an infield single for Petey Halpin. Struck out a batter in that top half of the fifth on in relief of Hendrick. First offering to John Kenzie Noel is fouled back 0-1. Noel 1-for-1 today. He's been on base twice with a single and a walk. Festa ready here on the 0-1. Wave and a miss, now 0-2. Good fastball at 97. Noel well behind it. Festa's ramped that heater up to 98. And a sitting 7-8 right now here for Cedar Rapids. No balls and two strikes. Festa here to John Kenzie Noel. Fastball up in the zone at 97, now 1-2. Absolute gas here from David Festa. Out of the Colonel's bullpen. The 1-2 on the way. Grounded towards the left side, and Encarnacion Strand will glove. He throws on to first in time for out number one. How about a 90-mile-an-hour slider here for Festa? It's Noel to ground out, and now Alexfri Planet. 0-for-2 with a pair of flyouts here in the ballgame for Lake County. So bad against the hard-throwing Colonel's
right-hander fielder, Festa. Number 33, Alexfri Planet.
Six runs on seven hits, no Colonel's errors, and five left on. Lake County with no runs on four hits, two errors, and they have left on five. First offering, a check swing, bounce to first, picked up by Seth, and he'll take two big steps onto first base to step on the bag for out number two. Nice quick little second out for David Festa, and here's Raynell Delgado. Around the Midwest League here today,
Raynell Delgado.
South Bend and Wisconsin are tied at six in the home half of nine. Colonels would love to get a win today and then have South Bend beat Wisconsin. First offering here from Festa off the plate on the changeup at 85 here to Delgado. South Bend beats Wisconsin and the Colonels win today. They'd be two games ahead of the Timber Rattlers entering their series beginning on Tuesday. Strike one on the edge to Raynell Delgado. One ball and one strike here from the right-hander. Festa kicks and goes. Called strike two on the edge at 97. One and two here to Delgado. Raynell calls time, stepping out before this big one ball, two strike offering from Festa. David gets a sign he wants from Jair. A breath, now he'll go here on the 1-2. Off the plate on the changeup at 86. A lot of arm side movement to that pitch for Festa. Changeup has been his big secondary pitch. 2-2 again here from Festa. Sit down. He got him on the change at 87. And we move along to the home half of six. Due up for the Colonels, Holland, Prado, and Encarnacion Strand. Cedar Rapids on top, 6-0. As we head to
the Cedar Rapids Colonels would like to thank our group.
What's your ideal summer plan? At the ballpark every night? Just catching a few firework games? Customize the ballpark experience for your schedule and budget with a Captain's Ticket Plan starting at just $100. Pick the plan that's right for you. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Captain's Baseball, all hands on deck.
Captain's Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a Five Star Wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years.
Five Star Brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captain's home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
Be a superhero and join the Captains on Saturday, June 19th for Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight. The Captains will don special Incredible Hulk jerseys, which will be available for auction to benefit Captains charities as they look to smash the Beloit Skycart. Plus, there will be a special appearance from the Hulk himself. For tickets, visit captainsbaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight, Saturday, June 19th at Classic Park.
Raymond Burgos. This visiting pitching change is sponsored by the Joint Chiropractic.
Will Holland will lead things off for us here in the home half of the sixth as Raymond Burgos comes on for the Lake County Captains. 6-0 Cedar Rapids on top
center
of Lake
fielder
County.
Number 38, here Will
in the
Holland.
On for the Lake County Captains is Burgos. Turner's day is done. 2 1/3 scoreless. Innings of one hit relief. Striking out 4 and walking none. Ball 1 down and outside here to Will Holland. It's the southpaw Raymond Burgos. Burgos ready on the 1-0. Big wave and a miss there by Holland. Count goes to 1-1 from Burgos. Burgos has pitched in the series for Lake County. 2 scoreless innings. Holland fouls it back. 1-2. Through the first 4 games of the series, the Colonels had not scored after the 5th inning. Yesterday they had 2, or they had 1 in the 6th and 1 in the 8th. Burgos this year, 8 appearances, 13 innings of work, a 4.15 earned run average. 1-2 here to the Colonels, Will Holland. Dixon goes, that misses high now, 2-2. Holland, Prado, and Encarnacion strain for Cedar Rapids here in the sixth. Mentioned that South Bend, Wisconsin score. They've gone to the 10th now, tied at 6 in Appleton. Peoria beat Beloit 5-1. Holland swings through a changeup there for out number 1. From Burgos, good arm side action to that pin. Anthony Prado will step in for Cedar Rapids. 1-2, a walk, a double, and a strikeout.
Second baseman, number 1, Anthony
Quad
Prado.
Quad Cities beat Dayton 9-2 in game 1 of their series of their doubleheader, and in game 2, it's now 1-0. West Michigan, 8-0 over Fort Wayne. Great Lakes, 8-3 over Lansing today. Burgos kicks and goes. Big wave and a miss there by Prado. 0-1. Here from Burgos. Good change up there to start Prado off. No balls and 1 here to Prado. Ball 1 outside. A little bit high as well. There for Burgos. 1-1 to Anthony Prado. Ball lifted out towards right field, pushing back Planez. He'll get underneath and make the grab, though, for out number 2. Prado flies out to right, and here's Christian Encarnacion Strain. 1-3 with a 3-run
third
homer.
Baseman number 43, Christian Encarnacion Strain.
Encarnacion Strain obliterated pitching at Yavapai College prior to his season in Oklahoma State. First offering from Burgos here to Encarnacion Strand. A wave and a miss at a high fastball, 0-1. Encarnacion Strand was drafted in the 34th round of the 2019 amateur draft by Seattle after his freshman year at Yavapai College. 0-1 fouled away. 0-2. 34th rounder by Seattle. He did not sign. Paid off pretty well for Christian. He was a JUCO All-American at Yavapai, then a first-team All-American at the Division I level. Big 12 newcomer of the year. 0-2, high and tight now. 1-2 on Encarnacion Strand. Unanimous first-team All-Big 12 selection at Oklahoma State last spring. 1-2, Encarnacion Strand with a drive out towards right. Moving back on it is Planez to the warning track. He'll make the catch for out number three. 1-2-3 go. The Colonels in the sixth. We'll move along to the seventh. Two up for the captains. It'll be Rodriguez, Ramirez, and Braccio. Colonels on top, 6-0.
Friday night fireworks at the Captains are presented by Meijer. From the biggest of games to the ones that mean the most to us, whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. Catch the explosive fun of Captains fireworks shows every Friday night. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets and a full list of shows, or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Who needs summer camp when you can be at the ballpark every day? For just $50, kids 12 and under can get into every Captains game with a Captains Kids Season Pass. That's a $650 value for just $50. Sign up today at CaptainsBaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Spend your summer at the ballpark. Captains Baseball, all hands on deck.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Festa throwing well in relief for the Colonels. It's been a good day of baseball for Cedar Rapids. Pitching has been very good. There's strike one, 95 on the fastball from Festa. Gabriel Rodriguez had a pretty good series for Lake County, playing a lot of different positions across the infield. Scored three runs, a couple of hits. Ball one low and outside. One ball and a strike here from Festa. Fouled back on a fastball at 97 up in the zone. Quickly 1-2 here from Festa. Kind of curious to see how long the Colonels will let Festa go today. 22 pitches in already through an inning and two-thirds. It's been efficient. 1-2. Grounded towards the left side, and Encarnacion Strand bobbles it, and he'll throw to first, and not in time. An error there on Encarnacion Strand will allow Gabriel Rodriguez.
Today's winning 50-50 raffle ticket number is 146-718.
Encarnacion Strand committing that error over
$382. Head to ServPro Guest Services to claim your prize.
Mikel Ramirez will step in 0-2 with a pair of flyouts. Right-hander Festa. Kicks and goes. There is
catcher number seven, Mikael Ramirez.
Mikael Ramirez. No balls and a strike here from Festa. We'll check over to first. Back in safely there is Rodriguez. This year, Festa has been pretty tough to run on. Base runners are 2-for-5 off of him. Good fastball there on the outer half for strike two. 96 there from Festa on Ramirez. None down here in the seventh. The man on first. 0-2 the count. David Festa here to Mikael Ramirez. Long outside. Couldn't get him to bite. They're at the slider at 89. Camargo tosses one back to first. Rodriguez back in time. For Encarnacion Strand, that's his 11th error at third base this season. One ball, two strikes. Big cut and a miss there for Ramirez. David Festa has a strikeout. First here of the seventh inning. David Festa has been pretty good. Missing bats here for Cedar Rapids. Already six swinging strikes.
Second
three
baseman,
punch-ups.
Number 17, Aaron Braccio.
Aaron Braccio will dig in, 0 for 2 with a line out and a ground out. Braccio, the switch hitter, hitting from the left side of the plate here against Festa. First pitch is a changeup on the outside edge for strike one.
Attention, will Lindsey Jones please report to guest services? Lindsey Jones,
Festa, the tall,
guest
lanky
services.
Righty,
thank
6'6", 185 pounds. Rocks and deals on the 0-1. Did not miss by much there at the fastball at 97, maybe a touch low. Festa's done a good job of getting a lot of ground balls this season, working at a 51% ground ball rate. Certainly wouldn't mind a double play roll ball here on the 1-1. Big swing and a miss at the changeup as the count goes to 1-2. Rodriguez at first. Braccio in the box and Connor Cox in the on-deck circle. 1-2, Festa kicks and goes. Big wave and a miss, and down goes Braccio. Back-to-back strikeouts here for David Festa. And there's the second out here, the seventh.
Left fielder number 22,
Connor Cox, a bit of chance, 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. For David Festa, that is his fourth punchout here in relief for Cedar Rapids. Cox digs in. And looks at 98 down low, 1-0. Here from Festa. David last year made four appearances all in relief across a couple of levels in the FCL and in Fort Myers. 1-0 called, strike one on the inside edge. Little slider there at 89. Five scoreless innings in the FCL. Struck out eight, walked none, allowed just one hit. One ball and a strike. There it is, strike two in the edge. Right back with another good slider there at 89 to Connor Cox. One ball and two strikes, Festa to Cox with Rodriguez on first. 6-0 Colonels. Festa looking to send us to the stretch. Right-hander kicks and deals. Sit down. He got him on a slider low and outside. The tag applied by Camargo. David Festa strikes out the side here in the seventh. We move along to the home half. Sabato, Gray, Camargo. Time to stretch here in Cedar Rapids.
All right.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
The Cargo Hold Store is your home for official captain's gear. From hats, hoodies, and t-shirts to baseball cards, gift cards, and limited edition packages, there is everything you need so you can be decked out in captain's gear for your return to Classic Park. And you know that your authentic captain's merchandise is always on deck at the Cargo Hold. Shop at the ballpark or online at cargoholdstore.com.
Surprise the future with a Jesuit education from John Carroll University in Cleveland. John Carroll students prepare for the jobs of tomorrow with 70 academic programs, with access to internships, service learning, professional training, and formative life experiences. John Carroll graduates become leaders, innovators, and problem solvers in every industry. Learn more about the John Carroll student experience and schedule your campus visit at jcu.edu/future.
Lead off things here in the home half of the seventh inning. Sabato offers at the first pitch. So ruled by the home plate umpire today. Here's strike one on Aaron Sabato. Pretty good ball game for Cedar Rapids. Up 6-0 here on Lake County. Raymond Burgos working from the stretch here for the captains. On in relief, his second inning of work. There's ball one outside. David Festa looks like he'll get the eighth as well for the Colonels. If I had to guess, maybe Denny Bentley in the ninth. One ball and one strike from Burgos. Here to Sabato. High and outside at 2-1. Sabato 1-for-3, a couple of strikeouts and a single. Burgos here from the belt on the 2-1. Wave and a miss. Sabato swings through a changeup. Count goes to 2-2.
Today's 50-50 raffle prize has been claimed. The Colonels thank you for supporting the Colonels Foundation.
Sabato with a single in his last at bat. The Colonels have 6 hits today. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here on the way from the southpaw, Burgos. Wave and a miss. They're at a good changeup from the lefty. Sabato down on strikes for the first out here of the 7th. Here's Seth Gray, 0-for-2. Walk and a pair of strikeouts for Seth.
First baseman number 18, Seth Gray.
Gray walks up to 4 different country tunes. One by Alan Jackson. Raymond Burgos here from the stretch on Seth Gray. Just missing down low at 81 here to the Colonels left-handed bat. Gray's got a lot of southern drawl to his conversations from South Charleston, Ohio. 1-0, there's strike one in the end. Certainly one of the better characters in the Colonel's clubhouse. Always good for a laugh when you chat with Seth Gray. Big part of this really, really great team culture that the Colonels have, 1-1. Half swing by Gray. He lays off, though, downstairs at 93. It's a team that really gets along well, and that definitely helps when it comes to winning. A lot of guys who played together at different ranks throughout the system. 2-1, Burgos to Gray. Called strike 2 in the inside corner. Slider there at 79 to Seth. A lot of offense early today. It's been quiet since, though. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burgos here to Gray. Lifted foul. Keeps the count even here at 2-2. Gray out of Wright State. Really good career there. Playing a lot of third base here with the Colonels this season. Splitting time between both corners as well as a little bit of left. 2-2 fouled off again by Gray. Other pitchers who we might see today for the Colonels. Show that ball at Servpro Guest Services. You'll get a free lifetime. Wouldn't be surprised if it's Bentley that goes today. Italian single topping taken bake pizza. Potentially Lawyerson maybe as well. He could go today. 2-2 from Burgos to Gray. Southpaw takes a breath. He'll kick and go. Gray swings through another good little change piece there for Burgos. There's out number 2 on the punch out. Boy, credit Seth Gray today, though, for Cedar Rapids. 4 plate appearances.
Pitcher number 17, Jair Camargo.
Over those 4 plate appearances, doing a good job of running up pitch counts. Jair Camargo steps in with 2 down in the 7th, 2-for-3. A couple of singles and a flyout. 10 straight Colonels hitters retired by this Lake County pitching staff. Camargo swings through a changeup, 0-1. Burgos leaning heavily on that change piece here. Getting a lot of success with it, too. Right-hander begins to warm down to the pen for Lake County. 0-1, another cut and a miss at a changeup. It's Damon Cassetta Stubbs up in the bullpen. 0-2, Burgos here to Camargo. Raymond Roxon goes. Jair sends his ball into the air, right side, fairly deep. It's a long run over towards the corner for Planez, looking up, and that ball is foul. Camargo giving it a good ride. 333 feet down the right field line as the count stays here at 0-2. Burgos, 27 pitches in here to this relief outing. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 away here in the 7th. Burgos ready on the right-handed bat of Jair Camargo.
It's a sign from Ramirez. Rocks and new. Waving a miss. Down goes Jair. Four out number three. The Colonels move along to the eighth. Still out in front. 6-0. Lake County bullpen, though, is retired. 11 straight Colonels. We'll be back in a bit with
buying a home, but not
Captain's
many.
Baseball is presented by Five Star Brand Meats. When you only want the best, reach for Cleveland's own Five Star Brand Wieners and specialty sausages. They're all handcrafted, and there's old-fashioned goodness in every bite. You know, there ain't no wiener like a five-star wiener, so insist on the brand you've trusted for over 50 years. Five-star brand ballpark favorites are still made with our original recipes and are served at all Captains home games. Visit us online at fivestarbrandmeats.com.
Get your weekend started early at Classic Park with Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo. Captains fans can enjoy half-price Modelo draft beer and soft drinks through 9 p.m. Get your tickets now at captainsbaseball.com or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. Thirsty Thursdays by Modelo with the Lake County Captains. Please drink responsibly. Join the Captains as we celebrate our heroes on 4th of July weekend. It all starts Friday, July 1st with Military Appreciation Night and Friday Night Fireworks presented by Meijer. On Saturday, July 2nd, we honor our healthcare heroes with a Skipper in Scrubs bobblehead giveaway presented by University Hospitals and our Saturday Night Fireworks presented by Excalibur Auto Body. Then on Sunday, July 3rd, don't miss our Patriotic Fireworks Extravaganza. For tickets, visit CaptainsBaseball.com.
Number four, Petey Halpin.
In the outside corner to Petey Halpin. 95 on that fastball on the outside corner. Festa ready here on the 0-1. Bounced up the middle. Here's Wander. He'll glove and throw on to first in time for out number one. 6-3 on that ground out off the bat of Petey Halpin. Joe Naranjo now 0-3 with three flyouts.
First baseman number 10, Joe Naranjo.
Playing the left-handed hitting Halpin pretty well up the middle. Wander making that throw on to first. For the first down to the eighth. Just four hits tonight for Lake County. Seven for the Colonels. Festa rocks and deals on Naranjo. Ball one outside, 1-0. Festa up to 98. Here today, 1-0. Off the plate now, 2-0 to Joe Naranjo. John Kenzie Noel in the on-deck circle for Lake County. The top of the order here against Festa. Ball three down and outside on the changeup. Festa peering in, getting a sign from Camargo. He'll rock and deal. Big wave and a miss for strike one. Three balls and a strike to Joe Naranjo. Festa's attacked the strike zone just as Hedrick did. 41 pitches, 29 for strikes. Bouncing ball towards first. Gray will glove, take a sharp turn to the left, and step on the bag. For out number two. Two down here in the eighth.
Hitter number 29, John Kenzie Noel.
And now John Kenzie Noel will step in. 1-for-2 with a single, a walk, and a ground out. First pitch missing inside, 1-0. Festa now here on the 1-0. This ball fouled away. Now one ball and a strike to John Kenzie Noel. Seven hits for the Colonels. They've been stymied, though, here by the Lake County bullpen. Ball too high and tight on Noel. It's kind of been the script of the series. Lake County's bullpen showing off its might. Colonels bullpen not too shabby either, though. Two balls and one strike here from Festa. There's strike two in the inside corner. And a little slider there at 88 on the inside edge. Two down, top of eight. The two ball, two strike offering. Festa here to Noel. High and outside at 96. 3-2. From Festa to John Kinsey, Noel. Time called by Noel for this big payoff pitch. No action yet in the Colonel's
bullpen. Fans who wish to play catch in the outfield following the end of the game should begin gathering in the bleachers section.
3-2. Festa here to John Kinsey, Noel. The right-hander kicks and nails. Waving a foul off of Camargo. Bounced off the dirt as well. So not a strikeout just yet for Festa. David has looked very good in his Colonel's debut and his high A debut here today. Payoff pitch, Festa to Noel. Grounded toward short. Wander will glove to his left. Throw on to first is in time for out number three. We move along to the home half of the eighth inning. Do it for Cedar Rapids. Willie Joe, Fetco, and Javier. Colonels leading 6-0 over Lake County.
Left untreated, vascular disease can cause stroke, limb loss, or even death. The vascular experts from University Hospitals Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute are now available at UH Lake West Medical Center. They can diagnose and treat patients with a wide range of vascular conditions. To make an appointment with a UH vascular specialist in Lake County, please call 216-844-3800.
A dollar goes a long way on Tuesday nights at Classic Park. Get $1 hot dogs, beers, and pops at every Tuesday Captain's home game with Buck Night, presented by the Ohio Lottery. Visit CaptainsBaseball.com for tickets or call the box office at 440-954-WINS. Tuesday Buck Night at Classic Park, presented by the Ohio Lottery.
Utility rate shopping can feel like riding a roller coaster. For-profit energy suppliers look good when their rates are falling, but it never lasts. NOPEC is the safe choice. As a nonprofit, NOPEC smooths the ride by buying electricity and natural gas in bulk, then passing the savings and benefits on to you. NOPEC. No one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org.
Rapids in a 6-0 Colonels lead. First pitch missing down and outside. 1-0 here on Willie Joe. Yeah. 1-0, and now Willie Joe sends this ball deep out to right field. That is foul off the bat of Willie Joe. Very well foul. He took a turnaround first. 107 off the bat there for Willie Joe. One ball and one strike
also
from Cassetta
Stone. Also substitution for the captains, number 24, Corey Holland, now playing right field.
Corey Holland in right field for Lake County. One ball and one strike. Cassetta Stubbs here to Willie Joe Gary Jr. Raymond Burgos giving Lake County some good work in relief. This ball too low from Cassetta Stubbs. Damon has pitched in three games this year. 4.2 innings, a 7.1 ERA for Cassetta Stubbs. This ball three low on Willie Joe Gary Jr. Three balls and a strike. There's a called strike two on the outside corner. Willie Joe had flipped his bat towards the dugout and had already started to take off his shin guard. So the count running full here on Willie Joe. David Cassetta Stubbs ready here on the 3-2. Wave and a foul into the mitt of Mikael Ramirez. Willie Joe Gary Jr. strikes out swinging for the first down of the eighth. And now Kyler Fedko. This Lane County bullpen has done a tremendous job tonight.
Kyler Fedko.
Lenny Torres. Dating back to the fourth, they've now put away 12 straight Colonels hitters. Kyler Fedko will step in, 0 for 3. Line out, a fielder's choice, and a ground out for Fedko. Cassetta Stubbs kicks and goes. Swing to miss it, a slider down and outside. 0-1 here to Kyler Fedko. Damon rocks and deals. Long outside, now one ball and a strike. Seven hits today for Cedar Rapids, four for Lake County. 1-1 lifted into the air, right side, slicing out of play. The count goes to 1-2.
Fans who wish to play catch in the outfield should begin gathering in the bleachers section. The Colonels will also be signing autographs after the game.
6-0 Colonels. You're in the eight. One ball, two strikes, low and outside. Now 2-2 to Kyler Fedko. Two balls, two strikes. Cassetta Stubbs ready here, working from the full on Fedko. Popped him up right side, out of play. Fedko started out the year in Fort Myers. Really, really good start down there. 1-1, line towards the left side. Backhanded knockdown there by Rodriguez, but he'll have no play. Kyler Fedko is on with a one-out single. Rocket shot there to short for Fedko. He'll be on with the eighth hit of the day, and there goes that streak of 12 straight retired. Keep talking about it.
Number 19, Wander Javier.
Wander Javier digs in now for the Colonels, 0 for 3. He'll fly out, and a strikeout. Javier here in the series, 2 for 17. First pitch way high and tight, 1-0. Fedko having four-hit series for Cedar Rapids, 4 for 18. 1-0 from Cassetta Stubbs here to Javier. Bounced foul. Count moves to one ball and a strike. The Minnesota Twins with a 5-spot in the eighth. Turned it into a ball game, 6-5, Kansas City in the eighth inning. One ball, one strike. Javier pops this up right side. Naranjo giving it a look towards the Colonel's bullpen, and it'll land out of play in the bleachers. Now 1-2. Brady Singer threw very well for Kansas City. 7 scoreless innings for the right-hander. Around the rest of the Twins system, Fort Myers beat Clearwater 7-6 in extras. 1-2 upstairs, now 2-2 to Wander. Wichita walked off Springfield today, 2-1. Omaha leads St. Paul 8-4. Wander bounces a ball towards third. That's foul. Count stays even here at 2-2. Cassetta Stubbs here to Javier. Kyler Fedko off of first. Now Wander hits a ground ball left side. This is picked up by the shortstop Rodriguez on to second. Bracho's relay to first, not in time. Javier reaches on the fielder's choice. Fedko is cut down at second. On that fielder's choice off the bat of Javier. Will Holland down for the Colonels. 1-for-2 on
center fielder,
twice
number 38, Will Holland.
Holland a walk, a single, and a strikeout today for Cedar Rapids. Right-hander Cassetta Stubbs kicks and goes. There's ball one down and outside. Holland has been a pretty important piece of the puzzle for the Colonels this year, playing really good defense out in center. Solid power and speed out of the bottom third of the order. There's strike one at the knees. He's a very intriguing player with his skill set. He's got a lot of power to the pull side. Ball too high and outside. Now as that hit tool continues to develop for Holland, as long as he could hit around 250, 260, he'd be a pretty valuable player with his defensive ability in center. And it's short. 2-1 low and outside. Now 3-1 here on Holland. Javier at first, Holland at the plate for the Colonels. Two away in the eighth. Cassetta stubs from the stretch. He kicks and goes. Holland breaks his bat. A little float shot into right center field. That ball will be caught by Holland as he gets underneath of it. Will flies out to Corey for the third out here of the eighth as we move along to the ninth. David Festo will be back on the mound for Cedar Rapids looking to finish
Colonels
this thing
fans,
off.
Check the LED Holland, board Rainel for the Delgado, ultra-long
Gabriel
play of
Ramirez.
The day.
To the ninth we go, Cedar
Today's
Rapids.
Today's play of the day comes from the bottom of the second.
Be a superhero and join the Captains on Saturday, June 19th for Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight. The Captains will don special Incredible Hulk jerseys, which will be available for auction to benefit Captains charities as they look to smash the Beloit Skycart. Plus, there will be a special appearance from the Hulk himself. For tickets, visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight, Saturday, June 19th at Classic Park.
How do you get from the today you have to the tomorrow you want? How do you start building a bridge to a more rewarding future? Lakeland Community College is your how. We'll help you assess your goals, unlock your potential, and design a plan that gets you exactly where you want to be. Ready to turn your why into your how? Lakeland Community College is where you begin. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow.
Paws and Claws Wednesdays are back at Classic Park. Enjoy $3 White Claws at every Wednesday Captain's home game. And on Wednesday, June 1st, you can bring your doggos, floofs, and puppers to the ballpark with you. For more information, visit CaptainsBaseball.com or call 440-954-WINS. That's 440-954-9467. See you and your dog at Classic Park for Paws and Claws Wednesdays. Captain's Baseball, all hands on deck.
Back on the mound for Cedar Rapids to make this a two-pitcher day for the Colonels. Festa missing down and outside. First pitch slider there to Corey Holland. So far in relief, David Festa, 3 2/3 scoreless innings. He'd be in line for the win. One hit, 5 Ks, no walks, no runs. For Festa, as he misses outside here on Holland, 2-0. 94 on that Festa fastball. Tua lifted into the air, right side, foul ground. Prado and Gray giving it a look, and that ball will travel out of play. 2 balls and a strike now here on Holland. Fantastic pitching for the Colonels. They're going for a shutout here today. Here over Lake County. Be their fifth of the season. Holland, though, scalds the 2-1 into left center field. That's in for a base hit. Cut off in the left center field gap by Fetko. A good throw in. Will keep Holland at first with a single. Pretty good contact on that slider for Corey Holland. Now Raynell Delgado.
Third baseman number 15, Raynell
Delgado. Here for Lake County. Delgado 1-for-3. Ground out, a single and a strikeout. Wisconsin did walk off South Bend today. So Colonels' win would keep them a game up on the Timber Rattlers. Strike one on the outside edge. 96 from Festo on the fastball. No balls, one strike here from David Festo. Long outside now, 1-1. That sets up a really, really fun series. Coming up this week here at home, second half of this homestand. 1-1. Ball flipped foul over our heads. Now 1-2 to Delgado. Change up there from Festa. The Timber Rattlers come to town. They'll meet the Colonels for the first time this year. 6:35 on Tuesday, 12:05 Wednesday. Quick snap throw over to first. Holland back in time. It'll be 6:35 Thursday through Saturday here in Cedar Rapids as well. Then a 2:05 Sunday start in the finale between Cedar Rapids and Wisconsin. One ball, two strikes here in the ninth. Nobody down. Festa kicks and goes. This ball rifled foul down towards the dugout of Lake County. It'll deflect down towards left as Fedko will have to go out into foul territory and grab that baseball. One ball and two strikes from Festa here to Raynell Delgado. Festa has been tremendous in relief for Cedar Rapids. Holland off of first. Missing low. They're on a slider at 87. Runs the count even at 2-2. Corey Holland off of first. Two balls, two strikes. Festa here to Raynell Delgado. Right-hander kicks and deals. This ball grounded towards the right side. Prado gloves. He spins, and he'll throw onto first for out number one. 4-3 on that ground out. That was a good check by Prado. On that spin, I'm sure he shot a glance towards second to see whether or not he had a play there at the lead runner.
Shortstop, number Holland 12, instead, Gabriel will advance Rodriguez. To second.
Prado making the smart throw. Take the out at first. His momentum taking him towards first base. There on that ground ball to the hole on the right side. Gabriel Rodriguez will step in here against David Festa. First pitch cut on through. Slider up in the zone. Rodriguez can't get the bat on ball. No balls and a strike from Festa. Right-hander looks back at Holland. Now he goes. This ball lined into center field, and that'll fall in for a base hit. Turning at third is Corey Holland as the shutout bid is over for Cedar Rapids. It's an RBI single for Gabriel Rodriguez. Turning around that fastball up in the zone. Now 6-1 Cedar Rapids.
The catcher, number
5
7,
run lead for the Colonels in Ramirez. Lake County. Not sweating just yet. One down here in the ninth as Mikael Ramirez will step in. 7-hole hitter for Lake County. Ramirez 0-3. Pair of flyouts and a strikeout. First run off of Festa. Here today is the first offering to Ramirez. A lazy fly ball out towards left. Wander Javier is back. He's underneath and he'll make the squeeze for out number two. Two away here in the ninth for Lake County. They're down to their final out as Aaron Braccio will
second
approach
baseman,
the batter's
number 17,
box.
Aaron Braccio.
6 runs on 8 hits, 1 error, and 6 left on for the Colonels. 1 run on 6 hits. 2 errors and 6 left on for Lake County. Festa tosses in a changeup on the outside corner for strike one there to Braccio. No balls and a strike here from Festa. Called strike two on the outside corner, right back with 97 on the block. 0-2, two down, bottom of nine. The Captains are down to their final strike. The Colonels looking for win number 25. Or win number 26 here of 2022. The 0-2 foul back. Oh-2, Festa to Braccio. Colonels at 25-13 this year. 0-2 here from Festa. Off the plate. Now 1-2. Colonels would be the first team to 26 wins in the Midwest League. 1-2, wave and a miss down in the dirt. Ball game. David Festa finishes things off here in the ninth. It's a 6-1. Cedar Rapids Colonels win over the Lake County Captains. David Festa and Brent Hendrick combining for some brilliant pitching. And the Colonels' bats came on early. Three-run homer for Christian Encarnacion Strand. What a day of baseball it was here in CR. 6-1 the final. The Colonels with 6 runs on 8 hits, 1 error, and 6 left on. Lake County, 1 run on 6 hits, 2 errors,
and they left on 6.
7.
Colonel's
the winning pitcher today is David Besta.
On eight hits
he
and one error.
1-0 as a Cedar Rapids Colonel. Overall on the year, Besta earning his third win of 2022. The loss to Lenny Torres, he falls to 1-2. Besta, 3-1 here in 2022. We'll be back in a bit.
Do you love to save money? Do you love once-in-a-lifetime sports experiences? Discount Drug Mart has you covered in three easy steps. One, get a Courtesy Plus card at Drug Mart. Two, register your email at discount-drugmart.com. Three, start using your Courtesy Plus card whenever you shop at Drug Mart. That's it. You'll save money on lots of purchases, and you'll earn pro points you can redeem for amazing pro sports experiences you can't get anywhere else. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Join the captains as we celebrate our heroes on 4th of July weekend. It all starts Friday, July 1st with Military Appreciation Night and Friday Night Fireworks presented by Meijer. On Saturday, July 2nd, we honor our healthcare heroes with a Skipper in Scrubs bobblehead giveaway presented by University Hospitals and our Saturday Night Fireworks presented by Excalibur Auto Body. Then on Sunday, July 3rd, don't miss our Patriotic Fireworks Extravaganza. For tickets, visit captainsbaseball.com.
If you're a business in Northeast Ohio, who do you trust for digital transformation? Over 12,000 businesses choose Meritech. Our team helps you reduce risk, increase productivity, and control costs. Now more than ever, you need a partner you can trust with enterprise content management, remote IT assistance, copiers, and printers. Meritech is here to build the right solution with you. We're proudly serving Northeast Ohio for 43 years and counting. Contact us now at MeritechInc.com and on LinkedIn. Meritech, your technology solution.
Lake County Captains Baseball has been brought to you by University Hospitals. Lake Health is now part of University Hospitals. For more information, visit uhhospitals.org. By Meritech, make digital transformation simple. Empower your future, empower your business with Meritech. By Medical Mutual, the official health insurer of the Captains. Medical Mutual, here for you today and every day. By Meijer. Whenever you shop Meijer, you support hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. By Labatt Blue. When you drink a pristine Canadian Pilsner, you are good at beer. Captains fans, grab a Labatt Blue and be good at beer. By Lakeland Community College. Lakeland Community College, this is your how. Get started today at lakelandcc.edu/yourhow. By Moe's Southwest Grill. Welcome to Moe's. By PNC Bank, committed to all those who are rooting on the home team. PNC Bank National Association member FDIC. By NOPEC, no one does more to lower your utility bills. Learn more at NOPEC.org. By Discount Drug Mart, Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround. By the Ohio Lottery, official sponsor of Tuesday Buck Night. By Menor Nissan. For interest-free financing and low-payment leases, go see our friends at Menor Nissan, official partners of Captains Baseball, located at Route 2 and 615. By American Fireworks, lighting up backyards for over 100 years. By Five Star Brand Meats, the official hot dogs and sausages of the Captains. By John Carroll University. John Carroll University prepares students for the future of work with academic challenge, experiential learning, and personal formation. Learn more and apply at jcu.edu. And by WJCU, the flagship home of Captains Baseball. Listen online at wjcu.org. Miss any of today's game? Stay tuned. The WJCU Captains Wrap-Up Show is coming right up. Listening to Lake County Captains Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lake County Captains and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lake County Captains.